My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. I've got a fair-sized pile of hair on my head. I tend to always have a pencil tucked behind my ear, and if it's short, it's at risk of getting lost. I felt something on my scalp the other evening, and as I scratched it out of my head and took a look to see what I had found, it was mouse feces. Now, as I mentioned, I do have a pile of hair, and there have been times when it was referred to as a rat's nest. I'm way too jumpy to have missed mice on my head, so barring colonization, it was readily apparent where it came from. I've been working on a rebuild of a house that sat vacant for a few years. Vacant of human inhabitants, anyway. Mice moved in big time. Every time insulation is moved or a ceiling opened, it appears to be raining chocolate sprinkles. I wish I knew how many mice it took to generate that amount of waste. It's truly impressive. What this brings us to, and what I want to advocate today, is safety gear. For some ridiculous reason, safety gear on job sites is often ignored. In the case of my current project, I'm dealing with old fiberglass insulation and mice feces waist deep. It takes me just a moment to slip on a pair of latex gloves and a decent dust mask. If I'm literally crawling through fiberglass, I pull on a Tyvek suit. A Tyvek suit, with a bit of care, will usually last through an entire miserable project. Let's say 20 wearings. One of the lumber yards I use sells them for about $5. I tend to use dishwashing gloves when dealing with fiberglass. I have a box of cornstarch that I dip and dust my hands off with prior to putting them on. Being able to get them on and off easily makes them last much longer. Good quality dust masks are about $5 each. Their lifespan is dictated by not only how much they're filtering, but by how careful you are not to mash them up. I used to have a canister type respirator, but it was uncomfortable, so I rarely wore it. Ear protection is a fixture in my tool belt. As a matter of course, I put them on when I use my circular saw, shop vac, or hammer or pry bar. Use good sense and wear appropriate safety gear. Appropriate can mean anything from a Tyvek bodysuit with full respirator to a simple dust mask. Taking care of yourself is a smart and sexy thing to do. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.